My dear devotees, this evening we are in Nandagram, in the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, where the two transcendental boys about whom we have heard in the preceding katas are residing. It's a very wonderful atmosphere here. The altar is made of silver, and before the altar is a table, and it looks like the evening meal is there. So I will give the microphone now, or the recording now, to Krishna Murari, who will, for all of you, explain the beautiful deities here, and we will provide a photo also, so when you hear this recording, look at the photo and you will understand everything. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. All throughout these previous days of our katha, we have been just hearing about the house of Nanda Maharaj. But today we are greeting all of you from the direct house of Nanda Maharaj. The big personality with yellow color turban, which you see in the picture, is Sri Nanda Maharaj, the father of Krishna and Balaram. The big lady is Srimati Mother Yashoda. Between Krishna and Balaram, both brothers. On the side of Mother Yashoda is the younger son, Krishna. On the side of Nanda Maharaj is the elder son, Balaram. Because the mother has to take care of the younger son, and the father always takes care of the elder son in the family. In the corner is Srimati Radharani, because she is in her in-law's house. So she has to stay with the respect just next to the mother. On the another side of Nanda Maharaj is Shridam and Madhu Mangal, whom in Braj Bhasha we dearly call them Dhansukh and Mansukh. Next to Srimati Radharani down is Shri Rohini and Revati. As in Ayodhya is the full family darshan of Maryada Purushottam Shri Ram. But in Nanda Bhavan, in Nandagram, is the full family darshan of Leela Purushottam Shri Krishna. Throughout the whole wide world, we see Krishna and Balaram both in different forms. Krishna is a bit blackish and Balaram is white in color. But only in Nanda Bhavan, you get to see Krishna and Balaram both of the same color, because of such a wonderful pastime which they play together. Once Krishna went to Mother Yashoda and started complaining that Balaram has been teasing me like anything. He complains. Krishna is complaining to Mother Yashoda, Maya Mohe Dau Bhot Khijayo. He's teasing me like anything, and he even gives different reasons behind his teasing. He says, Moso kehta moluko lino, that we have purchased you from a nearby village just by exchanging you with a pot of fresh yogurt and butter. We have purchased you. Moso kehta moluko lino, tu jas mat ka bajayo. You have not taken birth from the direct womb of Mother Yashoda. Because Gore Nanda Yashoda Gori, Nanda Baba is white, Mother Yashoda is white. How come you are black? So we have purchased you from a nearby village, and soon if you continue your naughty activities like always, we'll give you back, we'll make the deal happen once again. And then Mother Yashoda catches the ear of Balaram and tells, you both are same for me, you both have taken birth from me. So such a wonderful darshan of Shri Krishna Balaram and the whole family in Nanda Bhavan. Krishna took birth in the jail of Kamsa. For 2 years he was living in Gokul, and when the demons of Kamsa started attacking Nanda Maharaj and the family, they shifted from Gokul to Nandagram, which is very far from Mathura. And here most of the activities of Krishna and Balaram, especially the festival of Govardhan Puja, Krishna convinced the Brajabasis here in Nandagram that we should worship Govardhan instead of worshipping Indra. Up till the age of 11 years and 52 days, he spent his life here in Nanda Bhavan, in Nandagram. This is the same house of Nanda Maharaj, which is sung in Vedas and Puranas. So we are very fortunate to have the darshan today. We'll send all of you the wonderful darshan. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai.